comments?
Not really. I thought the comments regarding the certified survey is important. I think the elevations seem to be difficult to understand, but I think the debate seems reasonable. So I think I'm okay. I understand where we're at.
Okay.
Let me know when you'd like to go through those questions.
I'm still unclear about the definition of the top of the bluff. The surveyor, they specifically said this at the top of it, but are we questioning what he based that on?
So our definition in our ordinance says bluff top of, for the purposes of measuring setbacks, the higher point of a 50-foot segment with an average slope exceeding 18%.
But that's state law, and we're following the state. We didn't deviate like you're saying the county did as far as the... This particular wording is right out of the state statute, I'm assuming.
I think our ordinance where we show the little drawing of the bluff, I think that's right from the state.
Yep, that's right from the state also.
Okay,
theirs says top of bluff, the higher point of a 50-foot segment with an average slope exceeding 18%. So theirs is, that is the model ordinance.
That's what it's based on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
So that should be an accurate assumption? Or are we still questioning that?
We're questioning the surveyor. What he's come up with is the top of the bluff. That's the real issue, I think. I don't know how to resolve that. I tend to follow what a certified surveyor says is the top of the block.
Right.
We can disagree with that, but I don't know if that's appropriate.
But he's basing it on this measurement that the state...
He's supposed to be basing it on that, yes. And he's a licensed certified... Stonemark's been around a long time. They're a good survey company. They're not a... So it's...
I don't want to speak for the applicant, but I know that we go by the survey. Tonight is not about determining if the survey is correct or not.
Yes.
We are assuming that the survey is correct. Just right. From the city standpoint, the survey is correct.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that was established by a certified surveyor. And we can't play around and decide where the top of the bluff is. I mean, it's not our job.
Okay. So that's
the only thing that we can do is, accept the application for a variance and decide tonight whether or not you'd like to grant a variance 4 feet from the top of the bluff as surveyed, where 30 feet is required.
Yep. And that's the quandary.
So I'm looking on page 59 under 3.08.07, variance and discussion.
I'm sorry. What
page?
Page
59.
In what button?
3.08.07, variance discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, Planning Commission Board of Adjustments may approve, deny, or modify the variance request. So I guess, do we have an option to table the variance request to try and gather some additional information? Like, could we find out from the design, could the main foundation of the structure be at the lath bluff setback? At the 30-foot setback. And then the deck would encroach upon the bluff impact zone, but the deck is held up with pier and post, I think is what, which to me is less disturbing to the ground than a full excavation. And
you're saying that the whole deck would move back 30 feet, 2 to 30 foot lines, which is...
The house would move back to here
30 foot.
But the deck would come in to the end of the 30 feet.
Yes.
So, yes, the deck would start and then encroach that direction. Yep.
Yes, the Board of Adjustment, tonight you may approve the request, deny the request, or table the request if additional information is needed. So if you wanted to get more information based on elevation, more accurate drawings, et cetera, that is up to you as well.
Well, if we were to have the deck encroaching, only the deck encroaching into the 30-foot setback, is that something that we could do now, Beth?
What page? I'm sorry, I've got different page numbers. You said it's
in the packet.
It's in the packet, yeah.
In the packet, okay.
Yeah, page 59 in the packet.
But as it's drawn, the deck and part of the house and the other things are encroaching into the 30 feet. If, as Bob says, the deck was the only thing that encroached into the 30 feet, could we make that change tonight?
You can. It says right there you can modify the variance request, and if the applicant is willing.
The applicant would have to be agreeable.
Correct.
Okay.
And the builder's representing the applicant.
Correct.
But you didn't do the design. You have to go back to the person that did the design, or did you do the design?
So the design in what we're discussing probably would not need to change much as far as whether we're just talking about encroaching the deck into that space. So that
we
decision.
We have an understanding that.
You could choose to make that decision without the need of us modifying a design on that.
Well, I think that what you're saying, Bob, makes sense. If they would agree that only the deck would encroach into the 30 feet, I could consider that.
I could too.
I mean, that's basically what the property owner to the south Pagel, that's what they're saying, you know. And obviously, we've got this drawing that doesn't really mean anything to us, but I don't. To me, it seems like a reasonable solution.
Well, then the deck, as you say, is on posts, so it really doesn't, it's not diverting the water, even if the survey at the top of the bluff isn't correct. It's not impacting the environment. Because the deck is sort of a freestanding thing.
Yeah, and it's open, it's not enclosed.
Right.
And it's not excavating that portion of soil.
It's not doing any excavating.
Now, might that require an extra course of block or something?
Or well, to back,
maybe to get that to come out?
Back at the other end, as you move the house back, I think that's going to make it more complicated for construction. That I can understand, but that's not our problem. I don't want to say it like that's going to mean, but that's not our issue.
One condition or request that I would make with that, just to be able to get a positive flowage, was since we cannot add fill into a bluff setback zone, that would be a request I would have, is that if we were at least able to get a positive taper away from the house for, I don't care, 5 feet, you know, just something that I'm able to taper rainwater as it would be coming down from that hillside.
Even though that would come into the 30-foot setback, you're saying?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. If we're pushing it farther out and farther downhill,
if in fact
could you do a drain tile?
We would do a drain tile regardless, no matter what. It's just that you're going to fight gravity in that situation without just getting any bit of slight sway away from that.
I think that would be reasonable. Also, we don't want water flowing against the house. That doesn't necessarily make any sense. So a little bit of fill enough to get the water, so it's, and then maybe that doesn't have to, it does have to come in at a 30-foot setback if the house is set right at that line.
It will, so, yeah.
Could be allowed.
I don't really like it, but I think that would be a workable thing.
Yeah. Is it, but it's fill and it's contouring the existing land. Also, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
It's contrary to the land also. I mean, fill is one thing to shape it so it diverts it.
No, this is adding fill on within a 30-foot setback. It's a,
I hear that.
It's not excavating it.
But it's still on the downhill slope away from the lake. So
We hope,
Well, it's significantly down. You're probably going to be, I would say, in that 10 to 15 feet in elevation downhill from the crest of that bluff on that 30-foot setback.
But you don't need 10 feet of fill to get the water flowing.
No. We're minimal. We're going to raise up maybe a foot or two in front of the house, just enough to pitch it to the side there.
I have no problem with that.
That sounds fair.
You could table till the next meeting also to get that information, and so that we have those plans too. So that would also be an option.
If he can agree with it, we could do it tonight because he's representing the owner. But if he wants to take another month to consider it, then he can, maybe come up with a different surveyor. I don't recommend that. But
I don't know that this. I don't know that we're on our end. We're negating what the surveyor has come up with. It's unique. It's just a very odd, unique lot. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we're saying on our end we don't agree with the survey. It's just saying, well, since we have this as the condition of this survey, what can we work with on this lot? Because it's so unique.
Yeah, I've been out there three times, and it's unique.
It's unique. This seems to be like a good compromise, right? For all the reasons that Don has stated. I mean, it gets you closer to the top of the bluff, mm-hmm. so you have some view mm-hmm. without having the excavation for the house itself be that much closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only excavation actually into that then would be 4 soma tubes, 12-inch little soma tubes, which...
Yeah, no, I'm not concerned about that.
Yeah.
You might run into a boulder too.
Yeah.
Well, then you don't have to put in the slow to be just ready to get it.
So if I'm hearing correctly, you're talking about modifying the variance request for
yes.
The construction of a deck within the bluff impact zone.
Yes.
Okay, so the home itself, the structure itself will meet deck or yes. will meet those setbacks as outlined.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
But we're also allowing him enough fill to get water to flow away from the house, and that fill may be in the 30-foot setback.
Okay.
Which should be fine because it's going to be below the top of the bluff, but just to divert the water away. Yeah.
Do we have to, or should we describe that a little bit? Because I think what you're describing is very acceptable and it's a minimal additional fill. I think you said 5 feet.
Correct, yeah.
And I don't know if we have to get as strict as 5 feet, but we certainly don't want it.
Yeah, maybe a suggestion, we've gone through quite a few of these, maybe to maximize the total quantity of yards would be a suggestion to say not to exceed X amount of yards.
10 yards?
10 yards is not much. It's like a scoopful of a couple scoops of on a skid steer. I would say 20 would probably give us that slight little, like again, we're not trying to flatten off the world there at all. We're just for a few feet out, just
it's
trying to pitch
water.
This. Correct. Yep. So not to exceed 20 yards of fill impacting into the bluff setback zone might be a...
But that's fill not cut, correct?
I'm sorry?
That's fill not cut. You wouldn't be cutting that, so that'd be 20 yards of fill.
Correct, okay. Yes.
I would also recommend that a grading and stormwater plan be submitted to the city.
Stormwater plan?
Grading and stormwater
grading
plan
and stormwater
be submitted plan. To the city, just to have reference.
Are you willing to accept those conditions?
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read it back to you then, just so that
sure.
we have that in the record, that all condition number one would be all construction shall be in substantial conformance with the presented plan as shown. Deviations from the presented plan will require modified approval by the Planning Commission, so we'll need to change that one. And that should just be all construction shall be in substantial conformance with the plan as modified by the Planning Commission. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. But how
do
you modify it?
Right. That well, the variance request is for the construction of a deck within the bluff impact zone. That's the modification.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
the house is
20 yards of fill to get water slope.
Yep. And then grading and stormwater plan to be approved or to be submitted and approved by city staff. And then number three would be allowed fill not to exceed 20 yards.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
So We should probably go through the questions.
Correct, yep. All right, number seven. That is on page 60. Will the granting of the variance put the property to use in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance?
Yes.
Yes.
Construction of a single-family home? Yes, or?
Single-family home, moderately sized single-family home. It's not a mansion.
All right, eight, does the property have unique circumstances that were not created by the landowner?
Yes.
Yes.
Topography. I always say that.
All right, number nine, if the variance is granted, will the essential character of the locality remain consistent?
Yes.
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 And what you've got in there is fine.
Okay. And number 10, will the variance, if granted, be consistent with the comprehensive plan and be in harmony with the purpose and intent of the City of 50 Lakes ordinance?
Yes.
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 And has the variance request been made on reasons other than economic considerations?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Gary, are you still there?
Mute, sir.
Hello, Gary. You're muted.
I think we lost communications with Gary. We have a quorum here.
We have a quorum, yep.
In person, we have a quorum.
We do.
We lost him.
So,
I would like to make a motion to approve B-05-24 with our three conditions.
With the modification.
And modifications and the findings of fact.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Variance, motion carried.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
I will be in contact with you next Monday, okay? All right, thank you.
Open forum, approval of the minutes from October 22.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from October 22nd.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. New business. Mike Pope Sparks and Ken Rainier seeking feedback for the Planning Commission amending the ordinance to allow accessory structures without a primary dwelling on parcels of 5 acres or more.
I think we've already made the decision that it's going to be on the parcel 10 acres or 5 acres, so I don't see them. They're not even here to discuss.
Mike is on Zoom.
Pardon me?
Mike is on Zoom.
Oh, and Gary's back.
Excuse me.
Oh, Gary's got video now.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, this is Mike Ports. I'm here as well.
Yeah, okay, yep.
Well, Mike, my feeling is that when we redid our ordinance, it was just hours and hours and hours of discussion. And what we are trying to accomplish is not to have storage buildings on individual lots, even up to 10 acres. Such as what has happened in Cross Lake, I think, is quite obvious. That quite often people buy a piece of property and put up a storage building, and you end up with a town full of storage buildings, and you just are not interested in doing that at 50 Lakes.
Sure, and I understand that point. I guess the way our situation is we have half an acre that's on one side of the road, and then bought 6 acres across the street. So all it is a road that's separating our properties, where we have a livable, a seasonal structure on one side, but want to be able of the building garage, and unfortunately a half acre doesn't provide enough space to be able to do that. So we were just looking at options to figure out how we could build a garage instead of having stuff sitting outside and you know, neighbors looking at that. So I don't know if there's any other suggestions, like carports or what options we have in regards to trying to protect our assets that we're utilizing up there, meanwhile paying taxes and everything else.
Did they make good ask for a variance?
Wouldn't a variance work?
I'd have to look into that. Dimensional variances are allowed, use variances are not. So being that an accessory structure isn't allowed use in all areas, I would like to look into this further to see if this could be something that could be done. The other thing that they could do is that they could just put living quarters in whatever structure they build.
Mike, is this piece of property that's across the road, is that on a separate property ID?
Yes.
So could you do a meets and bounds and tie that to the existing properties?
I believe what we've been told is that because the road separates our livable structure that already has the well and sewer or well and septic on it, that we are not able to tie it into the other property. So that's kind of where we're at on this in regards to bringing it to you guys for suggestions.
And they could potentially consolidate if it's not platted, but if it's platted with a road right-of-way. Mike, do you have a PID by any chance?
Oh boy, let's see.
An address?
The address is 41915 Shamrock Lane. That's going to be the half, a little more than a half acre that has the livable structure on it, seasonal property.
And the other side, which is the parcel on the other side?
The other parcel is like 5.7, not a number. That's why we went down 5 acres in the request, but.
I guess I defer to Beth and let her do a little research and decide if there's anything you can do. We're not going to change the ordinance.
I figured that was a long shot, but I guess we're just looking at other ways because, I mean, we don't really need any more bedroom space, and we're not looking to put another well and a septic in there just due to cost. I just wanted to find some way to,
if there's 6 acres,
so we don't want to divide it up and start selling it off to create more traffic in there, but also we want to be able to find a place where we can be able to store our boat, anything else, and make it look nice rather than having it just sit outside.
Well, the fact that you're right across the road is certainly a positive in my thinking, so mm-hmm. I would leave it up to Beth to see if there's something you can do, because I don't believe, I can't speak for the planning commission and the council, but we went through this so many times in order to come up with this direction that I don't think the ordinance is going to be easily changed, but if there's any other way it can be done with, then certainly look at that.
I will look into whether or not a variance is an option. I'm not sure if it is. We'll have to look into that. It is platted, so there's not the option of consolidating. In some places, I've seen deed restrictions placed on. That's a whole another story with lawyers and a whole bunch of fun things. You have to record it, but you put a deed restriction so you can't sell the one without the other. And then, of course, they always have the option to put in living quarters, but like he said, that's another subject. It's another well. Mm-hmm. It's another,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to hear whatever the second option was. I didn't hear you completely on it, but it sounds like that was a positive in regards to kind of being able to tie the properties together somehow and try to treat it as one, which would be fine. So, I appreciate the time. You know, we're just looking at options, and obviously we got to follow the rules and understood that I think making an amendment is going to take a lot of time and probably cost a lot more than what it's worth, so.
Now, is Ken also in the same situation as you, where he's the road separating a small piece of property from a larger piece?
Yeah, we're co-owners on the property.
Oh, so you're joint owners. Pardon me, I thought there were two separate parties. It's two separate people, but one ownership.
Okay. Yeah, we'll save you a little time tonight.
So, So Mike, what Beth was saying is it deed?
Deed restriction. I'm not a real estate attorney, so I can't speak as to if that will work or not. But that's something I've seen before, where a deed restriction is placed on and then they're allowed to do it. Once again, still only if a variance, right? That could be a condition of a variance. That would only work if a variance. A deed restriction in and of itself won't allow him to do it. But that could be used as a condition just to make sure that you're not creating...
That would tie those two properties together.
Correct.
And put them on.
Yep.
It'll keep you busy for a while.
And that makes sense, because you don't want to sell on one and not the other. So I can see why that would be there.
Yep.
So deed restriction and a variance would be that option. Not saying that it's been approved or anything, we'll look into it.
Correct, and I will need to see if a variance is something that you even can pursue in this instance. So Mike, I'd be happy to reach out to you next week after the holiday, and we can look into that.
That'd be perfect, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
I see to kind of, I just have a quick question for you, Bethany. You know, if you were to put a, he couldn't even put it across the street with a living quarters in it, could he?
Yes.
Because wouldn't he require a septic system and stuff?
Yep.
And can you get that in a half acre lot?
Oh, it's a 6 acre lot.
Oh,
it's 6 acres across. No, so their main cabin is on the lake. They own also
right,
the six
but the
some
other
acres
lot
behind.
Is a half acre on the other side.
No, yeah. It's six.
Oh, it's six
plus.
Six.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why I heard a half acre.
Yeah,
it's a half acre of the lot that's on the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I was flipping on that. Yeah, I was thinking they had six on the lake,
yeah,
and I'm thinking,
about
why
six.
Aren't they trying to build on that lot? I got you. Know,
yeah.
I slight confusion there.
Yeah, but, you know, they could add that because chouses and barn dominiums or whatever you want to call them aren't allowed use here, and so that's something that you can add.
All right, the next item, meeting protocol by Fred.
I was just going to make a comment about potential of changing our code of conduct or a stipulation where we can avoid political comments via Facebook.
Basically, you mean,
I don't think we have any control over that.
Well, what, there should be. We are elected officials, and we're here to represent the people of 50 Lakes and not to represent a political party. So
this is sort of like our quorum issue, you mean? You shouldn't have more.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't.
I mean, it's not.
You shouldn't have the. You shouldn't be posting political ideals.
As a commission member, you mean?
Yes. So just a comment, just a thought, and it can probably just stay right where that is, and we probably won't have any problems in the future.
Do you have a policy here at the city for the Planning Commission? Do they have a code of conduct? Is there something that, because that would be on the City Council level to make any changes to the policies for the Planning Commission.
Okay, well, it's just a comment then. So, and a recommendation.
So if they're political comments, even if they're construed by one person as to be negative and another person to be positive, that's political discussion, I guess. I don't always agree with the way it works, but is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, I just think there's no place for it in the Planning Commission.
To make any kind of a political statement at all?
Yes.
Any place? You said Facebook, right? Or,
well, it was, yeah.
But you mean anywhere?
I think anywhere, yeah. I don't voice my political aspirations or thoughts with anybody.
That's the way it worked when I was in the police department as a reserve, and I don't know that it was a written rule, but there was an unwritten rule that you never talk politics or religion while on duty. I guess so.
Anyway, it's more of a comment than anything. It's not a big issue.
Is that something that you would like me to reach out to the League of Minnesota Cities and see what their guidance is on that subject?
I don't think so. I think it's been mentioned here, and I think my point is expressed.
Okay. All right.
Any old business? Gary, council liaison. Come on, you got to have something.
Well, I honestly, I don't have much for you gentlemen today. Doing a great job.
So are you going to be fired from this position now that
I'm not sure if I fired myself or not.
Hey, if I could ask you a question, I know it was on your letter, and I thought it was great that you included it.
Why don't we talk about that after the meeting?
Oh, we can do that, sure. It was just a question about the brush drop-off, if that was proceeding.
Oh, excuse me, I didn't realize it was...
All right. Brush drop-off. I mean, I think it's needed, and I know that it was a topic that was brought up to the council at some point.
And I think that kind of falls in with, you know, we're also looking at purchasing some property, probably. And I think with wherever we decide to purchase that, that could be a place. There's been discussion about possibly the foundation. But the city is not going to get that. The fire department may, if anybody gets it, because they've got the,
sure,
the 301C or whatever it is, you know. So, but we had talked about possibility of community gardens and stuff like that, but it's such a small...
It's a part,
yeah,
for a brush drop-off.
Yeah, and we've been looking at a couple other options to buy around here. And yeah, brush drop-off, community gardens, those are some things that we've...
Recycling,
you know, these are some things that we've also looked at. I just didn't include them in my letter.
Has there been any discussion with the city of Emily? Because you used to be able to go over there, and then they closed
down. You know, a couple of years ago, I recall we had some discussions, and it's really done. That recycling is a difficult...
No, I don't mean the recycling, I mean the brush drop-off.
Oh, you know, I guess I'm not aware
they,
of that. I don't know about that.
They now have a cable across there in the lock, so unless you got the combination and you're a resident, you can't drop there anymore.
Right.
You could for about 3-4 years.
You know? And I know there's one up on 48, too, for Crooked Lake, but I don't know. Maybe we could talk to those guys and see if we can get into those.
And there's one at Cross Lake.
Okay.
Yeah, right at the maintenance building. It's pretty large.
All right,
but yeah. It's a distance. It would be nice to have it here.
But can you go into that one across Lake?
Well, no.
No.
See, and I think the one up in Crooked Lake is
pretty barred also. Too. They got a big one too. But I mean, you could sneak it.
It's a little more flexible.
Well, Ideal Corners has one that you can get into.
Oh, Ideal. Well, there's another possibility. Yeah.
That's a long drive.
Yeah.
I do only 30 miles.
Yeah, that's all.
From my place.
That's where I bring my recycling.
Yeah.
Yep. Me too.
Yeah.
Any questions on the Planning and Zoning Administrative Report? Anything on there you want?
You can see in the packet there's been 46 land use permits issued this year. Things are winding down for sure, so that's kind of fun. And thank you for replying with the availability for the proposed December meeting. For the CUP application that we did receive, it was determined that that lies within the DNR's regulatory authority. And so no meeting will be held in December.
Oh, okay.
I didn't follow that.
We received an application for riprap for dirt moving over 10 cubic yards, okay. which would require a CUP.
Are we going to have a December meeting?
We will not. So it was determined that the applicant was requesting was below the OHW, and that's the DNR. The DNR has a regulatory authority on that, and so no meeting will be required. Plus, we're past the deadline, and we did not receive any other applications. So our next meeting will be the fourth Tuesday in January of 2025.
All right. Can I just a quick separate question? Mm-hmm. You know, I've noticed some properties near the highway that have a lot of rubbish and trash around. Is there any ordinance around 50 Lakes to kind of keep things tidy?
There should be a junk ordinance, nuisance ordinance, something like that.
There is,
we just went through that with somebody up by...
Generally, it's
Jim Rockling.
It's an online, confidential complaint form that you fill out.
Yeah. Okay. We need complaints, right, before we can do anything?
Yeah.
So if the complaint is filled out, we're more than happy to look into it. Just once again, I want to reiterate, if we do receive a complaint on land use, we cannot disclose who made the complaint. Mm-hmm. So anybody who does make a complaint regarding land use, regarding anything else, their information is disclosed. However, if it's regarding the use of property, then we do not disclose.
Okay.
Still doesn't mean neighbors don't put two and two together, but just for the record.
There's some stuff put out, but it's those couches that sit in the rain for 3 weeks.
Well, that kind of stuff I'd like. People setting stuff out on the end of the road. That's another thing that's kind of a thorn.
Well, I don't mind sometimes it's pretty good stuff and it goes right away.
We'd have a gentleman, I was happen to be in the office, and somebody put a recliner right in the middle of his driveway right here on the corner.
You're kidding.
Right in his driveway. I mean, and he came in here and, I sympathized with him. He wasn't happy, and I'm not happy about the junk I see sitting on my road and all the other roads. And I'd really like to, I don't know if we follow along with the county littering ordinances, but I've asked if we could put signs on the back of stop signs with a saying that this isn't a dump area or something. I don't know if we can attach to the stop signs. It's something that I've just talked about a little bit, but yeah, that's very frustrating.
Okay. Fred, I would like to make a motion to adjourn. There we go. I'll second that.
All right. Thanks.